Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Mark Babcock, the chair of the music department here at Central College and the director of choral activities. We're talking about SingFest for this year, which is today, just the general SingFest activities. And first and foremost, Mark, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
And so SingFest is, this is not the first year that it's here at Central College. It's been going for a while. What's the general idea behind the different music fests and SingFest in particular?
Well, the music department offers several festivals, BandFest, SingFest, StringFest, and Jazzmania. And the main impetus behind all four of the festivals is to reach out to high school students and their high school directors, give them an exemplary college experience, and be able to bring their best students to be in an honor choir, honor band, honor orchestra situation.
And when you say high school students, there are actually quite a few coming.
There are actually 130 students that we selected from about 190 applications.
So these kids are going to come here. Are these all seniors, or do they vary in age range?
They're mostly juniors and seniors, and they're nominated by their high school directors. We ask them to rank them in top order. There are some underclassmen, but it's mostly juniors and seniors.
And they come here, and they'll participate in a whole day's worth of activities, which culminate in the concert, but the day leading up to it is a very important aspect as well. Could you tell us what they'll be doing?
Sure. They will have three mass choir rehearsals where they work on pieces that they've prepared in advance, and they'll work to put those together. They have some sectional rehearsals, and they work with some of our college students. Our advanced choral conducting students will help lead those sectionals. They also have opportunities to take many voice lessons with our college faculty during the course of the day. They get to have lunch on campus, and they get to mingle with other students from other schools who are also singers. So it's a full day of rehearsals, socializing, learning about vocal technique, and it all culminates in a big festival concert.
And a lot of these students are local. I know that Pella High School has quite a few coming, but they're coming from all over the state.
Right, mostly from a two-hour radius, since they have to drive. They have to be here ready to rehearse at 9 in the morning. But I think the farthest school is Wilton, Iowa, and then as close as Pella.
And so the concert at the end of the day, it's open to the public, and it's going to be all of them performing. What's on the list, and what should people expect from that show?
There's a great variety. Again, part of the reason the students get to come here and sing together, but they also get to hear what happens if you keep singing. Singing is a lifelong skill. It's a chance to work in a group towards an excellent product. So they get to see how, they'll get to hear the college chamber singers. They'll get to hear the college a cappella choir. They'll get to sing a final piece with all three choirs combined and an instrumental ensemble. That's Beethoven's Hallelujah from the Mount of Olives. But they get everything in between that as well. There's a piece from a musical, Ragtime, that they get to sing, and a big variety of music. So by the end of the day, they should have experienced at least 7 or 8 different styles, from gospel to pop to classical and everything in between, and have a better concept of what choral music and style, what that involves.
It sounds like the primary objective for you guys with the SingFest is to keep these kids singing.
Absolutely. That is the main reason. The high school teachers and the high school students need special events like this just for enjoyment, encouragement to keep singing and to see that other people around the state are singing as well.
Well, unless there's something else you'd like to cover about the event, I think we've hit on just about everything.
Well, I hope members of the Pella community will come to the free concert at night. It's only an hour long, and it's filled with all kinds of choral music, and it should be an exciting day and night.
Excellent. Well, the SingFest concert starts at 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to be in Dowster Auditorium, and like you said, it's going to be an hour long, and it's free to attend. Once again, I'd really like to thank you for coming on, Mark.
My pleasure. Anytime.
This has been Let's Talk Pella. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.